The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thank you. So, of course, over the weekend, it was a very, very, very sad weekend for Americans all around. I'd like to hear your statement on the passing of Senator McCain.
You know how we say sometimes a judge can be a judge's judge? I think Senator McCain could be a senator's senator. In other words, kind of setting a standard, and particularly one of independence. I think all senators ought to be very independent, but he set a very high bar for that. Like independent of the party caucus. And that doesn't mean you disagree with them all the time. Maybe it's 10% of the time, but you kind of set a standard to make other people think of what they might be doing that maybe they shouldn't be doing. Or from a White House. It doesn't matter whether you got a Republican or Democrat president. And foremost, represent the people of your state, because if you don't, who else is going to do it? Like he represented Arizona. So are the senators from Iowa going to represent the people of Arizona? Of course not. That's got to be the number one responsibility, the senators from a particular state. So I think he set a high standard. For me, I had great respect for him on military matters because he was a POW. He suffered for what he believed, for fighting for America, what he believed in. And I believe he became quite an expert on all policy dealing with military matters, and particularly standing up for the American men and women in uniform, make sure they had the tools to fight what their responsibilities were. And after they get out of the military, he fought hard for the veterans to get their rights under law. Gordon?
Yes, Senator. With the standard that Senator McCain set now missing, how is that going to change the Senate? Are there people that already can fill his shoes or do the same thing he did, or is that going to be lacking in the Senate?
We have people that do that now that probably were quite obscure because of the massive presence of a giant like McCain. I think of Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, to name three. None of them would even try to say that they're another John McCain, but they do in a lesser way the things that he was trying to do. Maybe on some issues like taking on Big Pharma last week on an amendment to an appropriation bill. Maybe in a very narrow area, I could be fall into that category, but I wouldn't pretend to be as consistent as John McCain was. Nikki?
Okay, as news broke last week with the finding of Molly Tibbetts, can you explain what you feel needs to be done regarding crimes committed by illegal immigrants and what you think should happen to the accused killer?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be state law and a jury, and you have to presume innocence. So I'm not going to assume he's guilty, even though they said he pled that way. I mean, maybe he didn't plead that way, but he at least admitted that. So I would say if you're just in the country as an undocumented immigrant, or some people refer to them as illegal immigrants, and they did break the law by coming to this country, that's one thing where I would say that laws need to be changed is that sanctuary cities should be outlawed. But I would put more emphasis upon legislation that I've introduced, like Sarah's Law and Kate's Law, to have mandatory sentencing for people that have been deported and then come back into the country to make sure that we keep people like that out of the country. in the first place. If you've been deported, you ought to get the message. So I spent most of my time on mandatory minimum sentences for people like the guy that murdered Kate Steinle. He had been deported five times, I believe. And then there's Sarah's Law, the person that was killed in Omaha by a drunk driver, is another example. Gordon?
Yes, Senator, on the same line, do you see perceive the nation's problem with immigration only a matter of needing more different laws, or does there need to be better enforcement of the laws that already exist? And I know you're in favor of mandatory e-verify, but is that system foolproof?
Oh, no system's going to be foolproof, but e-verify mandatory would help a lot. I think that I would answer your question with a short answer. If you want to follow up, I'll give you a longer answer. But I think enforcement of law is more important than passing new law. And if we can enforce the existing law and keep our borders secure, it's going to open the door for comprehensive immigration reform.
Thank you.
Nikki?
After Labor Day, I see Judge Brett Kavanaugh will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first day of his confirmation hearing. Can you recap the paper trail leading up to the day and what you predict will happen next?
Well, we requested from four different places. Well, one of them we didn't have to request. They're public documents already. His 307 decisions he wrote in the 12 years he served on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And then we requested from his being an employee, a lawyer, counselor on the Starr Commission investigation of President Clinton. And then from the White House, then he also submitted 17,000 pages of supplemental material with his questionnaire that we sent. And then we requested what we thought was going to be about 1 million pages from White House, Bush White House Library. We ended up with about 430,000, and I think that's the maximum because there's a lot of duplication. So we have more records than ever for Kavanaugh compared to other Supreme Court nominees, almost twice as much as opposed to Gorsuch, as an example. And we have more public information than ever. And we have, I'm repeating the next point, 12 years of his legal writing. And we have people still trying to delay it. But those trying to delay have already said that they would oppose the nomination. So really, how much more do you need to know to vote no? Gordon?
Yes, Senator. With the conflict between President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, specifically the communications that go back and forth on social media, would it be unwise for the president to fire him at this point, both in terms in the confidence level in the federal law enforcement and in terms of political backlash with the midterm elections approaching?
First of all, I think the answer to your question is yes. That's a short answer. But I think that the president, while the Mueller investigation is going on, he would weaken his position that he takes about Mueller being a witch hunt. And I wouldn't use those words, witch hunt, if I were the president, but he uses them all the time. So I think that would weaken his case if it actually turns out to be a witch hunt. I've got 1 minute left, Nikki. You'll be the last question.
Okay. Could you describe the bipartisan bill to reauthorize the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, also known as the Children's Assistance Act of 2018?
Well, to a great extent, it's a reauthorization of existing law. There's some tweaks put it in it, but it's pretty much the authorization ran out or will run out this September 30th, and we need to reauthorize it. And that's the main goal of what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you, Nikki and Gordon, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.